Paul Murphy, something miraculous. Murphy! Unbelievable!
Murphy, he'll stream in towards an open goal, shows a bit of candy, they're messing around, but it doesn't matter!
Oh, what a great treat it is to welcome to Triple M's Hot Breakfast the Carlton captain, Mark Murphy, into his fifth year as captain. And congratulations, Murph. Little Max Murphy was born about 8 weeks ago. So big, big time for you coming up on the eve of the start of the season.
Yeah, thanks, Dust. Thanks for having me, boys. It's been an exciting 8 weeks. Starting to get a few smiles now, which is good from the young fella. So, it's been a really exciting time.
I mean, not a very exciting time, a birth of a baby, but also, as I like to think of you guys, JLT premiers. it was a pretty good start to the season in the preseason for you guys, though. Like some great young, you know, players, and you guys seem to be going pretty well this time of the year.
Yeah, it was certainly, better playing and winning games of football, even though they are preseason games. But we've got a lot of exciting talent down there at the Blues, and I think our fans and members will be really excited about watching them throughout the year.
And it must be great for you, Mark. I mean, 236 games now, as we said, into what, your fifth season as captain. You came through as the number one draft pick, and then there was a bit of a desert down there for a while. And now you've got these gun young players coming through, the Kurnos and Cripps and these guys. I mean, there's some really good players coming through underneath you now.
Yeah, there is. There's a plethora of young guys that are coming through, and they're all coming through together. And
Wietering's a good player.
They're all driving each other really, really hard. So I think our back six is pretty well set with, you know, players that are going to be there for the next probably 8 to 10 years. And they've got some really exciting mids who are only probably under 50 games, but they've played a bit of footy now. And I reckon they can really perform for us this year at AFL level. So look, and you mentioned Charlie Kurnow, who Big Dermy's put the acid on and saying he's going to be the best player in a couple of years in the comp. But
he's going to be a good player to be better than Cripps.
Yeah, well, Cripper's going pretty well. I still sometimes forget he's only 22 or 23 or whatever he is. And Charlie, I think, will take it all in his stride. He's a pretty laid-back sort of character.
And what about the coach now? Because he has been really coaching the side, hasn't he? He started off and, you know, he played a lot of defensive football, trying to really instill a game plan into you. Where have you got to in the evolution of your game plan?
Yeah, I think everyone can probably see that we've worked really hard in our defence and done that for 2 years. And now we're starting to add some offensive tools into our game and starting to get the players who can really carry that out. So look, it's an exciting time for our fans to jump behind us. I think they've seen that in the JLT. We're scoring more, and hopefully we can continue that next Thursday night against the Tigs.
Murph, speaking of your fans, be bound by blue in 2018. Sign up as a member today ahead of the round one blockbuster against Richmond, the MCG.
90,000 expected there, Das, on next Thursday to open the season up. It's going to be an absolute belter.
And Carlton fans have had a bit of a rough time, but you get the sense they're on the verge of something sensational. So do the right thing now.
Unfurling of the flag for the Tigers,
yep,
too.
CarltonFC.com.au. Sign up today. Make sure you're a member. Get behind Murph and the team, who are appearing to be in great shape. Now, Murph, got a lot of footy questions to ask you, but I'm always interested in what's happening in the locker room. And you've come in this morning and said Married at First Sight is absolutely the topic of conversation. Are you a fan?
Yeah, big fan. I've never watched it before this season, so it's been good to have a look at that most nights. It's a bit worrying when you wake up on a Sunday morning and you're excited about Married at First Sight on a Sunday evening.
Real game day feeling about maths.
And then you're showing your age by wrapped about 60 minutes as well after it. So it's a
you've got
so it's a great double.
Do you know what I love is that Murph is the fact that he watches 60 minutes means that he's gone a generation past the 18-year-olds. Yeah. Like 60 minutes, what are you doing?
You've got a couple of your teammates on the footy show tonight. They've done a goggle box our version of it, footy box.
I saw the promo for it.
Married
looks
at
fantastic.
First Sight. So who's Sam Kerridge and Daisy?
Yep. So Sam Kerridge won't give much, but Daisy, you never know what he's going to dish up. So that'll be good viewing.
He's going right, Daisy, too. Kicked three last week.
Yeah, he reckons the lid's off. He's back big days, but it's good to see him. He's been training really well the preseason. His body's in good nick and hasn't missed a session. So, the big fella's pretty excited about next Thursday night. Loves a big stage, as you know, Eddie.
Absolutely,
Hopefully it can go well for us this year.
How's the optimism going into the first round? I mean, obviously it's a big game. It's for everybody. But for you guys, it's an opportunity to make a statement about how this season's going to be for your fans. How are you feeling about the first round?
It's a real privilege to be able to play Thursday night footy round one. Everyone will be watching Richmond unfurling their flag. We're pumped to get out there and show some attacking footy and have a crack, and hopefully spoil their party. It'll be be a great atmosphere, no doubt. There'll probably be 95,000, I reckon, there, and probably 70 of them will be Richmond supporters, all pretty happy about last year, and so they should be. So,
I'd like to see the hangover start next Thursday night. That's what I'd like to see.
We're all pumped.
Let's be honest. I mean, we love the national competition, Darce, and it's great stuff.
Yep.
But the big big Melbourne teams, you know, the AFL's starting to realise if you get Richmond and Carlton going and Essendon and the Bulldogs did the year before, the Pies and everything going. But this week, if the young Carlton blokes, do they get the enmity that has been involved in Carlton and Richmond over the years? They go back to the late 60s and 70s and it was war. They hated each other's guts.
Yeah.
And so is there any of that? Does it ever come up? Because we'd like to have a little chat about it when we play Carlton, I must admit, and a few games like that. The old Melbourne rivalries were just fantastic.
No, you're right. And there is. We've got Tony DeBolfo. I'm not sure if you know Tony.
The beast, Tony.
The big beast.
The man who registered the AFL.
Is that right?
That's right, he got the Tijuana from the Herald Sun.
Didn't work out well for the Beast.
He's a historian down there at the club, and he runs all the new players through what it means to be a Carlton player, and they learn to hate teams such as Collingwood and Essendon and Richmond especially. So,
if you were going to rank who you hate the most out of those the ones though, who is it? Like, who's number one on the most hated list?
I would have to say probably Essendon, I think.
Oh,
probably
the most. All right.
They're all on an even sort of keel. But I think having big sticks around the footy club for a lot of years, I think he had the most hatred for Essendon.
Yeah.
So he always used to come in the rooms and almost give us a little pump up on the side from the coach. So
it builds up nicely. So the generations, because the Blues have been down for a while, because I have to explain to my kids why we hate Carlton so much. Early on, I had to go through it with them.
Instill it in.
Because when we drive to the game, Carl asked, okay, so why do we, what's this? Well, right, okay, let's go back in time. And you go right back. So, because in Carlton, we go back to 1915 and the route march that was made of two of our players before the grand final. You know, that one, Dan, that's what happened. They made him do a route
march.
Ed
ran through the banner in 1915.
It goes back to the 1910 grand final, which was one of the first of the Bloodbath grand finals.
Well, are we going to go back and describe every game?
He could.
Funny arrangement.
Hey, great to get a bit of your time this morning. I know you've got a really full schedule. Big day at the AFL today. Appreciate you coming through this morning. And the Carlton fans, again, Mark Murphy is a champion. Your club's in good shape. Sign up as a member today. Good luck for the year, Murph.
All right, thanks, Dustin.
And well done to Jesse and young Max as well. Congratulations. And of course, your dad, John. Send him our love, mate.
Will do, mate.
One of the all-time greats, five-time Fitzroy best and fairest, absolute superstar player, Johnny Murphy.